Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for all of you friends out there who have said something to us along the lines of, I like cats. Please read us a cat story. I have not forgotten you, my friends. I'm going to read you a cat story, so hold on to your hat. Here comes the cat. In fact, today's story is called, They All Saw a Cat. It was written by Brendan Wenzel, and it's read today by Mommy and Purr. Something's purring. What are you? Are you a cat? Mew, mew, he says. Are you Floof? Are you Beans?
Mew, mew, mew.
Mommy and Beans the cat. Always nice to have a friend to cuddle with. Meow, my sweet. Are you ready for your story?
Meow.
Here we go. The cat walked through the world with its whiskers, ears, and paws. And the child saw a cat. And the cat looked so sweet with its big eyes and fluffy feet and a bell around its neck. However, when we turn the page, we can see something else that has seen the cat. And the dog saw a cat. Now, the dog's version of this cat is very different from the little boy's version of this cat, right? It sees this cat as being stringy and having a giant noise-making bell and sharp claws. Mm-hmm. And the fox saw a cat. And his version of the cat kind of looks fluffy and chunky and definitely edible. Very adorable, too. Yes, they all saw the cat. The cat walked through the world with its whiskers and its ears and paws. And the fish saw a cat. But it looks like maybe we're inside the fishbowl, right? And if you're inside of a fishbowl looking outside and you see a cat, boy, that's a pretty strange looking sight, isn't it? It's kind of foggy, right? And the cat's eyes are gigantic, right? Mm-hmm. And the mouse saw a cat. Wow. And to a mouse, a cat is quite frightening with its razor sharp teeth and its giant claws. I think I would think that's the scariest version of a cat ever if I were a mouse. Yeah. And the bee saw a cat. And the bee version of the cat is polka dotted. Yeah, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of different dots all wound next to each other so that they look connected, but they're not quite, are they? Yeah. Yes, they all saw the cat, and the cat walked through the world with its whiskers, ears, and paws. And a bird saw a cat. And the bird, of course, sees the cat from way up in the clouds as it's flying by. It looks down and goes, yeah, I'm not going to go down there right now. And the flea saw a cat. In this picture, we can see that the flea is a tiny little critter just on one little hair on this giant cat. He must have a lot of territory to cover in order to do anything on that big cat, don't you think? And a snake saw a cat. And the snake sees things in different colors than we do. Did you know that? And the skunk saw a cat. And the skunk's version of the cat. They're very similar, aren't they? Cats and skunks. But you have to know a little bit about what animals can see what colors. Did you know not all animals can see all colors? It's true. And also, some animals can see more colors than we can. Did you know that? It's true. Well, this is just a side note, but did you know that crows, for example, are actually, we look at them as humans and we see just a black crow, but sometimes if the sun hits them just right, we can kind of see like a rainbowy looking sheen to their feathers. They kind of looks oily. But other animals who can see more colors than we do would see them as bright explosions of color, because they would be able to see all the colors that our eyes cannot see.
It's true.
The worm saw a cat, and the bat saw a cat. Now, did you know bats have very, very bad vision? They can't see hardly anything, but they use their ears to navigate and to figure out where things are. It's true. Yes, they all saw the cat. Yes, they all saw a cat. And in the picture, we can see all the different kinds of cat they saw. A child and a dog and a fox and a fish and a mouse and a bee and a bird and a flea and a snake and a skunk and a worm and a bat. The cat knew them all, and they all knew the cat. And the cat walked through the world with its whiskers, ears, and paws, and then it came to the water. And imagine what it saw. Can you imagine what you would see if you looked into a pond? What would you see if you looked into a river to see your reflection and that's all you ever knew of yourself? Yes, it would be a little wiggly, wouldn't it? Because water doesn't really stand very still. Well, my friends, if you can get your hands on this book, check it out. And that, my dear friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.